Hastings High basketball on 1230 KHAS. Due to a recording error, we join the action in the first quarter already. Hastings High and Aurora playing for the boys' B5 district final on February 28th, 2012.
Wilson picks the ball up for Hastings High. He's tied up on the play, lost control of it out of bounds, and it costs the Tigers. Walkie was on the floor trying to pass to his teammate. But a defender there, and the basketball knocked away from Wealthy off Cade. Basketball to the Huskies. They're still scoreless. Nate Bell to throw it in for the Aurora Huskies. Goes long, top of the key to Trey Allen. Allen, the 6'1" senior, to Holwheeler. In the ring, Tigers the man-to-man. Aurora going to be patient on offense here. They run their offense instead against this defense. The basketball now is Allen at the ring. Heads for the hoop. Puts up a runner from seven off the backboard and a rim and good. Trey Allen with the field goal and the Huskies jump out 2-0. Mankey front court and the Huskies will start in a man-to-man defense. The pass and run. He's going to be tipped and stolen by Allen. Trey Allen with the steal. Drive. Puts up the shot. No good, but he's fouled on his way to the hoop after that first Tiger turnover. And a foul going to be called on the Tigers. A two-shot situation coming up with Trey Allen. Foul called on Cade Welke of the Tigers. Trey Allen to shoot two for Aurora. He scored both of the points for the Huskies. Free throw up and good. Takes the first. 3-0. Aurora off to the lead. Trey Allen, 72% free throw shooter on the season. Makes the first. Rolls up the second. It's good. He has four. And it's 4-0 Huskies. The Tigers haven't had a shot at the basket. Haven't been within 30 feet of the hoop yet. 6:48 to go in this first quarter. Aurora getting off with a good start. Huskies in the man-to-man. The Rebarger, top of the key. Nate Bell on the defense there. Out fast inside to Welke. This is right. Puts up an under shot. Good. Cade Welke goes up and under the defender and scores. Welke had a good game on the board last night for Hastings High. Scores the first field goal, and it's 4-2 Aurora. Pass far side to Holwheeler. And Jordan will start the offense here for the Huskies. To McQuiston, deep on the right wing, Dwang on the defense there. To Nate Bell, pass tipped away, Welke tries to get the steal. He keeps hitting down, gets the steal. Into the lane, Welke stops, shoots, and scores, but he traveled first. Welke got into the lane after the steal, but traveled on the basketball back to the Huskies. Two turnovers on Hastings, one on the Huskies. 4-2, Aurora with the lead on the basketball. We played about 2 minutes in the first quarter. Pressure in the back quarter to Huskies, broken by McQuiston, deep in the corner to Allen. Trey with it for the Huskies, bounce pass to Ben McQuiston, the junior has the basketball, goes to his right, bounce pass to McDonald, corner pass to Allen, on the left wing, behind the arc, Welke with the defense to Nate Bell. To Allen, comes around a screen, shoots a 17-footer and scores. Trey Allen with six, he averages six on the season, he has all six Husky points. 6-2 to Aurora. 5:35 to go, first quarter. Opperman with the basketball. Trying to bring McDonald away from the basket a little bit. To the baseline goes Dwang. He drives and scores. Shepard Long with the field goal. And it's 6-4. Tigers with a 2-point deficit. McQuiston back court for Aurora. Shepard Long with the defense there. Front court is McQuiston. To Holwheeler. Holwheeler inside pass deflected. He goes to McDonald. He puts up a shot with the left hand. No good. Opperman almost had the steal. Couldn't control it. McDonald grabbed it, and he was fouled on his way to the hoop. Shot it with the left hand, and David was fouled on the play. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul called on Tepper Dwan at his first. So David McDonald will go to the free throw line. McDonald is a very good free throw shooter. 82%, shoots 58% from the field. Free throw up and good for a 6'10 guy. Shoots free throws real well. It's the first 7-4 Huskies. These Huskies overall. 68% from the free throw line. McDonald shoots the second. It's good. Makes them both. And it's 8-4. And Huskies 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 5:07 to go. First quarter. Huskies 8, Tigers 4. Front court is flying. Scepter with it. Gets the screen. Will take the three from the wing. In the air. In the hole. Nothing but net. 5 in a row for Dwang. 8-7. Aurora by 1. Lob into the front door to McDonald. David with it for the Huskies. So Holwheeler takes the three, banks it in from the wing. Holwheeler banks in a three, and it's 11-7 Huskies. from the wing. Tough angle, but he banks it home for 3, 11-7 Aurora. 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Menke, top of the key for the Tigers. Opperman to Dwang. No substitutions yet in this game. The rebounder, 17-footer by Tyler, rolling off. No good. The rebound is Trey Allen for the Huskies. Allen into the front court. The senior with the basketball near the timeline. Now to Hoewheeler. They get some instructions from Rick Bell, the coach, on the near sideline. McDonald to Hoewheeler. To McDonald, top of the key. He has made a couple of threes this year. The pass into the corner to Allen. No pass inside, and Trey slows it up for the Huskies with 3:54 to go. Lost control of the ball, picked up by Menke. Brady Menke will drive, go to the hoop, shoots it short, but he fouls. We'll see if it's a two-shot situation or before the shot. There's a steal there by Menke, and he drives for the hoop, foul on the play. Foul called on Jordan Hoewheeler. That's his first, and Brady Menke to the line to shoot two. Was Menke part of that 10 straight free throw shooting exhibition by the Tigers last night? He made 4 in a row in the fourth quarter. Tyler Eblager made 6. And Menke makes the first here, 11-8. First substitution, Ty Anderson, Brogan Shea for the Tigers. Eblager goes out, Welke out. Opperman, Dwang, Menke stay on the floor. Ty Anderson, Brogan Shea. Anderson, a 6'2 senior. Shea, a 6'4 senior. Veteran Tiger ball club. Free throw by Menke, his second snuff in the net. And it's 11-9, Huskies. Huskies have not had a substitution and now has had one. Alex Hunt, a 6'2 junior. He just comes off the bench and averages 5.5 points, 2.4 rebounds. So Alex Hunt in the game, along with Cole Ashby for the Huskies. And the Tigers commit a foul on Nate Bell. Jordan Shea picks it up as Nate Bell is fouled away with the basketball, non-shooting situation, and Bell will throw it in for the Huskies. 11-9 Aurora, 3:35 to go, period number one. With Cole Ashby, top of the key now to Trey Allen. Left side to McQuiston. No Hunt. McDonald out of the game now, around the screen, McQuiston passes in the corner. Allen takes the three from the wing. Off there, no good. Ty Anderson with the rebound for the Tigers. To Dwayne, step to the front court for Hastings High. Kicked away from him, but he grabs it back out of Ty Anderson. 2-point lead for the Huskies. Tiger basketball. Menke with it. Still with the basketball. Top of the key now to Opperman. Opperman for the Tigers to Anderson. To Shea. Can't control it. And Hunt gets the steal for the Tigers. Lose control of it there and turn it over for the third time. Front court Cole Ashby stops and pops the three off the iron. No good. Ty Anderson, another rebound for the Tigers. In the backcourt to Menke. Menke bounce pass to the baseline. Anthony drives, shoots and scores. Nice assist there by Brady Menke, and we're tied at 11 with 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Anderson, the beneficiary of that bounce pass, had the easy layup. To the baseline, an offensive foul called on Cole Ashby. So Ashby with the offensive foul, his first, and that'll be the third turnover on Aurora as Tyler Rebarger, Cade Welke, and now Will Reimer check in for Hastings. Reimer, the 5'10 junior, his first appearance. Starter Jordan Hoewheeler comes in for Trey Allen for Aurora. And also coming in is David McDonald. So it's Reimer, Welke, Anderson, Rebarger, and Shea for Hastings High. We're tied at 11, 2:19 to go. First tie of the basketball game. The Tigers have trailed all the way to that last field goal. Anderson on the wing for Hastings High. To Reimer. To Anderson in the corner. To Rebarger. To Anderson in the lane. Dishes in the corner. To Rebarger for three from there. In the hole, nothing but net. Tyler Rebarger with a three-point field goal. And the Tigers grab their first lead at 14-11 in the first quarter. Baseline at Hunt. He will turn. Shot blocked out of there by Welke. He saves it. Welke with the block and the save to Rebarger. Good defensive play there by Cade Welke. It's Rebarger. Front court to Anderson with 1:35. Clock runs first quarter. Tigers by 3. Welke pass to Welke. Picked off there by Alex Hunt for the turnover the fourth on Hastings High. And the Tigers on defense now. Front court to Hoewheeler. On the wing to McQuiston. Back to Hoewheeler at the top of the key. Hoewheeler. And of course it's tipped away by Reimer. Steal Reimer. This pass is picked off. The team's trade turnovers. Front court. McDonald, the 15-footer in the air. In the hole. David McDonald steps away and hits the field goal. He has 4 points. 14-13, Tigers. Up and down we go. 9 turnovers in this basketball game and 27 points. 58 seconds to go, first quarter. Rebarker, right side to Anderson. Hi, Anderson. To Rebarker. Boucher at the free throw line to Welke. Baseline to Anderson. 15-footer. Off there, no good, but Anderson hit on the arm as he shot the basketball. So he'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul called on Alex Hunt. So Alex Hunt picks up the foul. And it'll be the 13th foul. But Ty Anderson's going to shoot two here for Hastings High with 45.9 seconds to go. Anderson free throw in and out, no good. 14-13 Tigers as Patrick Offerman, Brady Mankey back in for Hastings High. Brogan Shea, Will Reimer will sit down. Moore has led most of the way. The Tigers grab the lead. At the 155 mark, 14-11. It's now 14-13. 3 team fouls on each team. And say what now? 2 fouls on Alex Hunt. He's out of the game. Now Hunt's going to go back in. He's got the scores there. We're trying to get it all figured out. The number of fouls and what the situation is. So with 45.9 to go, the Tigers with a 14-13 lead. Ty Anderson, the free throw line, will shoot his second here. He missed the first. And they're trying to figure out if Hunt's got 2 fouls or 1 or who the foul is actually on. Trey Allen is going to check in. Somebody will have to come out. It's going to be Alexander Hunt, or Alex Hunt. That will be his second. He will sit down and Trey Allen back in. Hey, Ty Anderson back at the line to shoot the free throw for Hastings High. This one's in the air. This one's up in and out. No good. Both of them spin in and out. So the Tigers missed 2 there. They're up by 1. Some Cord, Hoewheeler. To McQuist, deep on the right wing, top of the key to McDonald. Aside to Trey Allen. Around the screen to the baseline. Puts up the runner and scores. Trey Allen having a marvelous first quarter. He has 10. And the Huskies go up 15-14 with 26 seconds to go. The Tigers didn't want this to be too high of a scoring game, according to Coach Brosno. But boy, 15-14, it is that so far. The Huskies getting 8 this quarter from Trey Allen. He averages 6.5 points per game. Tigers trying to hold to the final shot. Rebarger with the basketball with 8 seconds to go. Cross court to Anderson will take the 3 from the wing. Off there, no good. The rebound to McDonald. McDonald in the backcourt with 2 seconds to go to the timeline. The Kristen from the timeline in there going to be too strong off the top of the backboard and no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Up and down we go. After 1, Aurora 15. Hastings High 14. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
The changing price at the pumps, the weather, road conditions, and miles. Our vehicles are affected by many driving factors. You need to have a vehicle that's in top running condition, and part of that is to make sure the tires on your vehicle are properly inflated and balanced. Terry at Three Points Tire Service will continue to give you the finest and fastest tire service around. New rubber from Kumho, Mastercraft, Firestone, and more. Stop at Three Points Tire Service, your only locally owned tire shop. 1112 South Elm at the Highway 6 curve in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. Blaine Bulis with you. 1 quarter in the books of this championship game for the B5 district in Class B. Aurora 15, Hastings High 14. The Huskies get 8 points from Trey Allen. Again, Trey averages 6.5 a game with a 6'1 senior. Does well in his high school career, obviously, to him tonight. He has 8. David McDonald 4, and Jordan Hoewheeler has 3, a 3-pointer. For the Huskies, for the Tigers, they get 5 from Septic Long, 3 from Tyler Rebarger, and 2 apiece from Cade Welty, Brady Mankey, and Ty Anderson. The Tigers, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. The Huskies, 4 out of 4. Nate Bell comes out with Mike McDonald, Ben McQuiston, Trey Allen, and Jordan Hoewheeler for the Huskies. Septic Long, Tyler Rebarger, Patrick Opperman, Cade Welty, Brady Mankey for the Tigers. Then it started the first quarter, starts the second. Aurora 15, Hastings High 14. Second quarter about to begin here on 1230 KHES Radio, and Brady Mankey has the ball into the scoring zone. The Huskies now going to play a little man-to-man, trying to play a matchup zone here against the Tigers in this second quarter after a man-to-man in the first. Tree Barker puts Hoffman on the baseline, back out to Dwang. Left side to Menke, drives in the lane, bounce pass, going to be picked off there by Allen, and a foul in the backcourt on Hastings High. The sixth Tiger turnover in the game, and the Tigers commit the foul there in the backcourt. Cade Welke picks up his second. 14 fouls in the Tigers, 4 in the Huskies. Trey Allen in the backcourt will cross the timeline for Aurora with a 1-point lead, and early in period number 2, bounce pass to Holwheeler. Right side to McQuiston. Dan with the top of the key now to Holwheeler. Holwheeler is senior, Allen is senior. McDonald is senior. And Bell is senior. 4 starters for each team. Senior. There's a pass picked off by Shepard Dwong. The Huskies make it the errant pass. They'll get turnover. From towards Wang now to Hopperman. To Shepard Dwong. Right side to Rebarger. Pointer to Welke. Welke double team there to the baseline and a whistle and a blocking foul called on David McDonald. McDonald came over to help out the double team Welke. Welke headed for the hoop and McDonald with the foul, the blocking foul there, and Will Reimer checks in for the Tigers. 15 foul, Tigers play it in. Menke out, Reimer in for Hastings High with 7:03 to go before halftime. 15-14 Huskies. Brogan Shea will check in for the Tigers. Kate Welke comes out. Rebarger, Dwang, Opperman, Shea, and Reimer. Reimer inbounds the ball to Brogan Shea. Keeps the pass to Rebarger. In the corner to Reimer. Inside to Opperman. Turns and shoots over McDonald. Going to be no good. Allen there with the rebound for the Huskies. First time the Tigers have challenged David McDonald. Shot off the backboard and no good. There's Nate Bell with the ball to free throw line. Right side to Holwheeler. Inside to McDonald. Shoots and scores. David McDonald, when you get it in that close and you're 6'10", you're going to make it. 17-14. You're almost looking down at the basket. 6 for McDonald. 17 for the Huskies. They lead by 3. Wang fakes the 3. Top of the key now to Reimer. Swing it right side to Rebarger. In the lane to Opperman. Kicked away from him. Kicked out of bounds by the Tigers. Trey Allen with the hand there. Knocked the ball away from Opperman. And Patrick ended up kicking it out of bounds. And it'll be basketball to the Huskies. 7 turnover on Hastings High. 17-14 Aurora with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Trip to the state basketball tournament on the line here tonight in this district championship game. A lot of orange on the far side. A lot of red for the Huskies on the near side. Co-wheelers run towards for Aurora. Lobs it inside, picked off by Shea. So another bad pass there by the Huskies. It's still by Brogan Shea. Turn toward Rebarger. To Reimer. Back to Rebarger. Swing it around to Dwayne. Top of the key now to Rebarger. Right side to Reimer. To Opperman inside, double team there. Kicked there by Trey Allen. Trey Allen all over the place. He kicked that bounce back of the Tigers there. And into the game, Cole Ashby, the 5'8 junior, in his first appearance of the second quarter. He's in for Jordan Holwheeler. Tigers will play it in. 5:54 to go before halftime. Rebarger long to Dwayne. Scepter, right side to Reimer. Back to Scepter. Free throw line of Shea. Turns and shoots a 15-footer and scores. Brogan Shea, who had 10 last night coming off the bench. It's his first field. He just turned and shot. McDonald is not there to go. And there's a deflection and a steal. Nice defense by Dwayne. Steal Dwayne and third turnover this quarter on the Huskies. Suncourt Reimer stops and pops him 15 off the iron. No good. McDonald with the rebound for Aurora. To Cole Ashby. Suncourt pass now to Trey Allen. Back to Ashby. Inside to McQuiston. To Nate Bell. Looks inside. Finds McDonald. That might have been kicked, but it goes to McDonald. Inside to Ashby. Back out to McQuiston. Swinging in the corner to Allen. Top of the key to McQuiston. Top of the key to Ashby. Left wing to McDonald. David with it. Will take the 3 in the air. Off the backboard. No good. That one not close. And Dwayne with the rebound. Front court pass to Rebarger. Rebarger to Dwayne. Left side to Reimer. 4:53 to go before halftime. Tigers trail by 1, 17-16. Side to Reimer. Aurora's been in a zone this second quarter after playing man in the first. Dwayne to Reimer. Free throw line pass to Opperman. Back to Reimer. To Dwayne to 3 from the wing. Off there, no good. The rebound. Allen tipped out of bounds by Brogan Shea. It'll be Huskies basketball. Ty Anderson checks in for Hastings High School. 4:36 to go before halftime. District championships all across the state of Nebraska tonight. Trips to the state tournament on the line. State tournament field will be determined tonight. The 2 wild cards will be figured in. And the official bracket should be announced tomorrow. Girls state tournament, of course, this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Follow our area teams on our family stations at Platte River Radio. The Kristen front court for the Huskies. In with it. Dribbles it to the top of the key pass. Right side to Nate Bell in the corner to Trey Allen. Right pass to Cole Ashby. To Allen. Cross court to McQuiston. Inside to McDonald. He's in the lane about 8 feet away. Turn, shoot, and scores. David McDonald now has eight. 19-16 Huskies. Tigers with the one-on-one there with Opperman trying to stop McDonald there. And David got it about 8 feet from the hoop. To Opperman now to Anderson. That pass kick. First appearance for the Tigers. Matt Karloff, 6'2" junior. He's been hurt for part of this season. He checks in for Patrick Opperman, so Matt will get the chance to guard David McDonald on the other end. Karloff, excuse me, got a little weight on him, a little strength there. So Karloff going to be in to play the defense and run on this offense for the Tigers. Anderson with the ball for Hastings High to Reimer. Back to Anderson. Against this zone of the Huskies. The Tigers try to get it to the free throw line. And look to first at the free throw line. Look underneath, turn and shoot, or pass it back out. From the baseline, Rebarger shot strong, no good. McDonald with the rebound. Tipped away from him and a foul in the backcourt on Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger knocked it away from McDonald after he grabbed the rebound. And Rebarger commits the foul with 15 foul in Hastings High, non-shooting situation. Patrick Opperman going to check in. Cephas Long going to check in for the Tigers. And it's 19-16 Aurora with 3:23 to go. Nate Bell will go out. Alex Hunt comes in. Jordan Hohwiler comes in for Aurora. McQuiston gets the rest. Ashby gets the rest. Blake Williams, the 5'9 junior, his first appearance for the Huskies. Anderson, Reimer, Dwang, Karloff, and Opperman for Hastings High back in the game. Allen out there along with Hohwiler, McDonald, Williams, and Alex Hunt. For the Huskies, they have the ball in the three-point lead with 3:12 to go before halftime. On the wing, it's Allen. Trey Allen, top of the key to Williams. Blake with the ball. Left wing to Alex Hunt. To Hohwiler. In the corner now. He's swinging around. Inside. It's Hunt. Double team there. Pass deflected. Knocked away and stolen by Opperman. Eighth turnover on the Huskies. Tigers with another steal there. Off the deflection, Anderson to Opperman. He skipped away from him. He was kind of going away from the pass. The Tigers turn it over for the eighth time as McDonald grabs it and passes to Hohwiler, front court Husky. 2:40 to go before halftime. Hohwiler, the Tigers trying to set up a double steal, and here's a steal by Anderson. He turns, shoots, and just as much travel. Anderson travels. The boys will get the shot off. The Tigers turn it over. After the Tigers steal, Anderson calls for traveling in the lane. So it's still 19-16 Aurora. Nate Bell comes back in for the Huskies for David McDonald. 2:35 to go, second quarter. 19-16 Huskies. Trey Allen in the backcourt. The Tigers with a little man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Allen to the timeline to Nate Bell. Bell to Hohwiler. To Williams. Long three, top of the key in the hole. Blake Williams for three. And it's 22-16 Huskies. Their biggest lead of six now at 22-16. The Tigers are led by as many as three. Anderson now to Reiner. 2:05 to go. Hastings High has to be careful. This lead doesn't get too much bigger. It's going into halftime. All the momentum will be with the Huskies. They lead it by six. After that three by Williams. It's Dwang. Scepter with it. Skipped away from Reiner. Saves it from going across the timeline to Dwang. Back to Reiner. 1:48 to go. Second quarter to Anderson. I just looking against his own offering. Baseline to Karloff. Seven-footer. Short. No good. Tipped around on the near sideline. It's off the Tigers. It'll be Huskies basketball. Final rebound of Rogan Shea. Check in for the Tigers. Tigers 10-12. Huskies 15-6. He's going to come out. Reimer's going out. And Karloff. So it's Shea, Opperman, Anderson, Rebarger, and Dwang for the Tigers. 22-16 Huskies. Tigers have scored only 2 points this quarter. They've had to... The slow second quarter here. Huskies basketball, Nate Bell, front court. To Alex Hunt. Hunt now to Hohwiler, to Bell. Huskies running their set against the Tigers, man-to-man defense here. 1:22 to go. Huskies in no hurry, don't need to be. They lead by six. They're going to keep this momentum rolling going into halftime. Blake Williams with it, bounce pass now to Allen. Trey Allen to Bell, 1:08 to go. To Hohwiler, tipped away by Opperman. They battle for the basketball from the near sideline. Three players hit the net. It is off the Husky as the three players on the floor. And it's off of the Husky on the floor, Alex Hunt. So a turnover on Aurora. That's number 10 on the Huskies. 9 on Hastings High. Tigers again with one field goal this quarter from Broken Share. It's 15-14 after one. It's 22-16 now. Treebarger, front court for Hastings High. 55 seconds to go, second quarter. Right side to Anderson. Tie with it. Right side to Treebarger. Treebarger to Opperman. Double teamed in the corner. Back to Treebarger. Almost traveled, but dribbled the ball. Treebarger's 15-footer. No good. A foul forward in the lane. Grabbed up by Holwheeler. Holwheeler for the Huskies with 35 seconds to go. And Coach Rick Belka slows things down, boys. And maybe go for the last shot here in this first quarter unless we get a good one underneath. It's Hunt. Cabell. 25 seconds to play. Timeout called by Rick Bell and the Huskies. So we'll take one. With 24 seconds to go before halftime. Aurora 22. Hastings High 16. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Class B5 District Championship on the line tonight. 24 seconds to go before halftime. It's Aurora 22, Hastings High 16. The Huskies have the basketball. They brought back in the junior Ben McQuiston. They set something up and also brought in Cole Ashby. The Huskies would like to score here and take that momentum. They built up the lead to their largest of evening at 6. And Ashby with the ball. Huskies with 13 seconds to go to Nate Bell. Double team there. Back to Ashby. Back to Bell. Between the rings with 8. To Ashby. Free throw line pass out to Allen with 4 seconds to go. Allen will turn in the corner to McQuiston for 3 in the air. Bounces out of there. No good off the top of the backboard. As time expires, that ball goes out of bounds on the missed shot. And time expires, and we've reached halftime. Hastings High outscored 7-2 in that second quarter. And at halftime, it's Aurora 22, Hastings High 16. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
Roche Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roche Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roche Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. We're at halftime of this class D5 district championship game, and the Aurora Huskies lead the Hastings High Tigers 22-16. The Tigers able to score only 2 points in the second quarter. I guess fortunately for the Tigers, the Huskies managed only seven. But the Tigers, who led, trailed by one after halftime, now trail by their largest margin of six here at halftime. Aurora 22, Hastings High 16. The Huskies came out and scored the first four, then led 6-2, 7-4, 11-8. The Tigers tied it at 11. Tigers took their first lead with 1:55 to go in the first quarter at 14-11. The Huskies came back and scored the last 4 points of the first quarter, and Aurora led 15-14 after one. And then in the second quarter, the Huskies get 7 points. They moved the lead up to 17-14. Then it was 17-16 after the Tigers' only field goal of the quarter by Brogan Shea, and the Huskies get the last three of the quarter on a three-point field goal for Blake Williams to make it 22-16 Aurora here at halftime. So the Tigers led by as many as three. The Huskies have their biggest lead at 6, 22-16. For Hastings High, Shepard Long with 5 points, three for Tyler Rebarger, and two apiece for Cade Welke, Brady Menke, Brogan Shea, and Ty Anderson. The Tigers 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, unofficially 9 turnovers for Hastings High School. We'll be back and check the Aurora scoring and more halftime for you after this 2 minute timeout.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Here for you. Close to home.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC. Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Kearney High School, 22 Aurora, 16 Hastings High here at halftime in this district championship basketball game. The Huskies get a great first quarter from Trey Allen. He had 8 points. He was the force there. They get 8 points in the first half from David McDonald. He had 4 the first quarter, 4 in the second, the 6'10 senior, working inside, getting some point-blank shots. He ended up with 8. Allen had 8 in the first quarter. 3 points for Jordan Hoewheeler and 3 for Blake Williams. He comes off the bench, throws up a 3 the last points of the first half. So the Huskies able to get some 3s, work inside to McDonald, and get the good first quarter from Trey Allen, so they're scoring in varied ways. The Tigers not getting much done inside tonight. The even presence of McDonald, the 6'10", the post player, will alter shots. He'll make you think, that's for sure. Except as long as it's a three-pointer, Tyler Rebarger a 3 for Hastings High. The Tigers 2 out of 4 from the free throw line in this game. And they trail it 22-16. The Tigers will have to come out strong in the third quarter as the Huskies have built up a 6-point lead, and the Tigers need to stem some of the Huskies' momentum. Well, as we even mentioned in the first half, it's district championship night in across the state of Nebraska for the boys. for all the winners tonight moving on to their respective class state tournament. The basketball game on one of our sister stations, the Platte River Radio, the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. The District D2-4 final over at Minden at halftime. Giltner and Loomis are tied at 19. Giltner 19, Loomis 19 tonight. Giltner is second rank and second in the point total. Even with a loss, the Hornets, like last year, should be at the state tournament. Loomis is number four in point total, so the Loomis Wolves right there, and they are tied with Giltner at 19 at halftime. We also have Kearney and Overton playing right here in Kearney at Kearney Catholic in the D1 District 5 final. That game on Classic Hits, KKPR 98.9 tonight. And again, the tickets to be punched for the state tournament tonight. Minden winning their way last night in C1 and Ravenna over Sutton last night in C2. As far as our C1 and C2 decided last night, follow all our area teams at the state basketball tournament 1 week from this weekend, and follow all of our area teams at the girls' state basketball tournament this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, including the Minden and Sandy Creek and Blue Hill and Giltner and also Amherst and Minden. So follow all those teams at the girls' state tournament this week. It's 22 Aurora, 16 Hastings High. We'll be back with the third quarter after this 1 minute timeout.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
District Championship basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. You talk about the girls' state tournament broadcast plans on Thursday. First round on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 at 1:55 Thursday afternoon. It's Blue Hill and North Platte St. Patrick at 3:45 on the Breeze Thursday. Sandy Creek and Concordia, 6:55 Thursday night on the Breeze. Giltner and Elkhorn Valley on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR FM Thursday at 8:55. Amherst and Guardian Angels, and 10:40 it'll be Hershey and Minden. Nebraska women's basketball at the Big Ten tournament starting Thursday right here on 1230 KHAS Radio at 1230 in the afternoon. Nebraska men will take on Iowa tomorrow night in a regular season game, the last week of the regular season for the Huskers. That'll be tomorrow night, pregame at 7:04. You can hear the Nebraska men tomorrow night right here on KHAS and on the Breeze 94.5. So the third quarter about to begin. Nate Bell comes out, Ben McQuiston, David McDonald, Trey Allen, and Jordan Hohwieler for the Patrick Opperman, Tyler Rebarger, Brady Mankey, Septic Wong, and Cade Welke for the Tigers. 22-16 Aurora. They have the ball starting the third quarter. Nate Bell with that basketball. Swing it around to Trey Allen. Allen to McQuiston, top of the key, left side to Allen. To McQuiston, deep in the right corner for the Aurora Huskies. To Allen, bounce pass right side to Bell. Tigers in the man-to-man defense. Nate Bell in the lane, gives up the basketball to Hohwieler. To McQuiston. To Bell, left wing now to Hohwieler. Jordan with it. Huskies going to be very deliberate. They average 50 a game, and they got a six-point lead. They don't need to be in a hurry. Hohwieler, this is on the baseline. McDonald and a whistle and a foul going to be called on Hastings High. David McDonald hit the deck and it took about three people to get him up off the deck. Scepter Duong picks up the foul. Scepter's not going to pick him up, give him a hand to pick him up by himself. McDonald, the 6'10", here, kept out of bounds as the Huskies throw it in. Welke knocked it out of bounds. 22-16, in favor of the Huskies. They have the ball starting the third quarter of play. Huskies scored the last five of the first half to go up 22-16. So they're on a five-point run. Tigers with that two-point second quarter. Top of the key, it fell. Right side to Holwheeler, to McQuiston. Top of the key to McDonald, left wing down, left alone for three, around the screen, in the air, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound by McDonald, he'll shoot and score. David McDonald gets the offensive rebound, and it's 24-16, biggest lead of the night for the Huskies. Front court at Opperman, pressure by the Huskies, double team is Opperman, gets it up to Dwayne. 8-point Huskies lead, critical part of the game for Hastings High. Tigers have scored only 2 points since the first quarter. Grady Menke with it on the right wing. Pass to the wing, left wing to Dwayne, top of the key to Opperman. To Menke. Menke to Rebarger for three, in the air, off the iron, no good. A battle for it, it goes to Dwayne in the lane. He'll try to put it up, Doug, up and under, no good. Rebound, Welke saves it on the baseline. To Opperman underneath, his shot blocked, but a foul to be called on the Huskies. So the Tigers trying to get that ball up around David McDonald, and a foul there on Nate Bell. And Patrick Opperman will go to the line and shoot two. Patrick has not scored in this game. He averages about seven a game, but he hasn't scored yet tonight. Free throw up and good. There's the free throw by Opperman, 24-17 Huskies. That breaks the 7 point Huskies run. It's 24-17 Aurora. Patrick Opperman will shoot his second. In the air. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Makes them both. 24-18 Aurora. 6:04 to go in the third quarter. Tiger pressure in the backcourt. Man-to-man pressure. Holwheeler guarded by Dwayne. Jordan dribbles it through the timeline. Crosses it and passes to Nate Bell. Rebarger with the defense there. Bell with it for the Huskies. To the free throw line. Into the lane. Dishes to McQuiston. On the wing for three. Off there. No good. Rebound Welke. Welke to Menke. Menke across the timeline for the Tigers. Into the lane. Underneath to Opperman. Shoots and scores. Patrick Opperman has scored four in a row. And the Tigers have cut it to four. 24-20. Go on a pass in the backcourt. And it's a backcourt violation. Huskies turn it over. As the pass from Holwheeler to McDonald. McDonald was in the backcourt. Holwheeler was in the front. So it's a backcourt violation, and the Huskies turn it over for the 11th time to the Tigers. Down by four to 5:25 to go third quarter. Racing tie, extends the momentum for the Huskies. They scored the last four. Huskies now will go into this 2-3 zone defense. Pass cross court to Dwayne, has to run it down, but does. Pass it back out to Menke. Menke inside to Welke, underneath the Opperman. Knocked away from him, and a foul going to be called on Trey Allen of the Huskies. Two-shot situation coming up for Patrick Opperman. Tigers making a concerted effort to get it inside and go from there and get Patrick Opperman involved. He hasn't scored, but the first half it has 4 points this quarter. Opperman to shoot two. 5:08 to go third quarter. Opperman up and good. He has all five of his this quarter, and the Tigers have scored the last five. And it's 24-21. Opperman second in the air. Good. 6 points this quarter for Opperman and 24-22. Front court, it's Allen for the Huskies. Huskies by two. Play with it to McQuiston. Corner to Holwheeler. Jordan will dribble it out between the rings. Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Up wing to Nate Bell. Looking side for McDonald. No pass there. Back in the corner to Bell. Takes the left-handed three in the air in the hole. Nate Bell. There's the first shot. Nate's taken. And he buries that one, and it's 27-22, Huskies by five. A big three there by Bell. They get a big three in the first half from Blake Williams. Dwayne for three. Off the iron, no good rebound. Welke shoots and scores. Cade Welke, offensive rebound, drives and scores. 27-24, he challenged McDonald there. And Welke scores, 27-24, in the corner to Christian. To McDonald, off his hand, it goes to Welke. God, I'm not expecting that pass. Turnover on the Huskies. Front court is Opperman. He's on the baseline. Lost control. Allen on the floor. Opperman on the floor. Four on the floor. Jump ball called. Holding the possession. It will be Hastings High basketball. Ty Anderson checked in for Shepard Long for the Tigers. Brogan Shea in for Hastings High for Cade Welke. Cole Ashby in for the Huskies. Cole Wheeler comes out. Ashby's first appearance in the third quarter. Brogan Shea, Ty Anderson, their first appearances in the third quarter for the Huskies. 4:07 to go. Fast-moving third quarter. Aurora 27, Hastings High 24. Biggest lead has been 8 by the Huskies this quarter. Anderson in the corner for 3. Off the iron, no good. The rebound there by Nate Bell. Good screen out forward, Allen. Bell, front court to McQuiston. McQuiston to Ashby. Corner to Trey Allen. Cross court pass to McQuiston. To Nate Bell. Top of the key, right side to McQuiston. Works to the baseline and a whistle and a hold on Ty Anderson of Hastings High. McQuiston gets the first step there and Anderson has the whole non-shooting foul situation. 3:49 to go. Two team fouls on both squads. 3:49 to go. Bell will throw it in for the Huskies. Pass to David McDonald on the baseline. Back out to Trey Allen. Allen with it to McQuiston. Ben gets the screen underneath to McDonald. Turn, shoots, and rolls off there. No good. Knocked down making. Nothing called there. And then missed the shot. Run toward Anderson. To Rebarger. To Anderson. And Menke with the basketball now for the Tigers. 3:25 to go. Ty Anderson with the basketball. Some Menke free throw line pass to Shea. Turn. Lost control, but he tips it to Anderson. Shot up there from the wing. No good. Tips to the baseline. Grabbed by Brogan Shea. Hands it to Rebarger. Rebarger throws it inbounds. It's saved there by Shea. Grabbed by Opperman. Knocked away from him and out of bounds off the Huskies. A basketball bouncing around off people's hands and fingers and legs. Knocked out of bounds by the Huskies. Tiger basketball. Will Reimer checks in for Tyler Rebarger. Alex Hunt comes in off the Aurora bench. And David McDonald's going to go out. 3:05 to go, 27-24 Aurora. Tigers will play it in near sideline. Reimer to Anderson. High with it. Gives it out now to the wing. Still with the dribble. Gets to the hoop to the baseline. Puts up a shot and a travel. Traveling call on Hastings High. A 10th turnover. The Huskies have 12. 2:55 to go in period number 3. 27-24. Pass deflected there as the Huskies get it in. Now Bell has the basketball. Long from court to Allen. Tipped away and out of bounds by Opperman. Huskies trying to get a 2-on-1 to Patrick Opperman. Swats the pass away and out of bounds. Huskies to play it in far sideline. Ben McQuiston will throw it in for Aurora. 2:50 to play. Goes to Cole Ashford. To McQuiston. Deep on the left wing. Screen from Bell on the pick and roll. Bell to the baseline, drives to the hoop, passes to Ashby, out to Allen, back to Ashby. Can't get the three off, down to McQuiston, left side to Allen. Trey Allen with it. Starts to the Bell, three pointer in the air, in the hole. Nate Bell with 2 threes this quarter. 30-24. The Huskies move it back up to 6. Tigers have gotten no closer than 3 after falling down by 8 in this quarter. They're down by 6. Nate Bell with 2 threes. The Huskies getting offensive production from a good number of people. Trey Allen on the first quarter. Big three from Blake Williams off the bench. 2 threes this quarter from Nate Bell. Anderson drives. He shoots and scores. Anderson with a drive and score. He has 4. And it's 30-26 Aurora. McQuiston in the backcourt. 1:53 to go in the third quarter. McQuiston to Alex Hunt in the lane. Runner from 7. Rolls down and good. Alex Hunt, his first field goal, 32-26. Huskies back by 6. In straight field goals in this third quarter, 1:38 to play. Brady Menke, front court for Hastings High. The Tigers will slow it up. Man-to-man, Huskies defense. Menke on the left wing, still with the dribble. Now a pass to Anderson. Left side to Menke. They look inside for Opperman. Lob over the defender. Opperman fake, cross control, but he's fouled in the play by Alex Hunt. Shepard Long, Tyler Rebarger back in for the Tigers. Ty Anderson goes out. And somebody else has to go out. Rebarger can be sent back to the scores then. And Menke goes out and Anderson. Now David McDonald back in and Blake Williams, the 5'9 junior, who hit a 3 in the first half, checked in for the Huskies. Non-shooting foul situation there. The third on Alex Hunt. as he goes out of the ballgame. Williams and McDonald come in. Nate Bell also checks out. Tigers inbound to Duang. 17-footer off, no good. Rebound there by Cole Ashby in the backcourt. Three team fouls on the Huskies, two on the Tigers. 1:10 to go in the third. Huskies by six. McQuiston almost stolen, but he retains possession. To McDonald. Cross court pass down to Allen. Trey into the lane. Dishes in the corner to Williams. 17-footer. Off there, no good. The rebound grabbed by Rebarger. In the backcourt for Hastings High. To Reimer, front court. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Reimer, top of the key to Glenn. To Brogan Shea. Shea for the Tigers. Left wings it. And a pass to Rebarger inside to Opperman. Opperman turns on McDonald. Shoots, misses, but he's fouled by David McDonald. So Patrick Opperman takes it right to David McDonald. Picks up his second, does McDonald. And Opperman, getting up about 6-7 inches, will go to the line to shoot two. 6 points this quarter for Opperman. He'll shoot two. 32-26 Aurora. 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. Opperman three so good. Patrick having a great third quarter. 7 points. Tigers have scored 11 in the quarter. Seven by Opperman. He didn't score in the first half. Opperman has seven this quarter, 32-27. Second free throw by Patrick is up and good. He's 6 out of 6 from the line this quarter, 32-28. Cade Welke and Patrick Opperman will go out. Tigers will pressure in the backcourt. They're down by 4 with 39 seconds to go. McQuiston inbounds in the backcourt to Allen. Trey Allen to McQuiston. Allen, a very quick player. Back to McQuiston. Then top of the key between the rings. Now to Blake Williams, and Aurora may be taking a little air out of the ball. If they find a layup here, they may hold for the final 23 seconds. Cole Ashby with it. Tigers man-to-man defense. Ashby with the basketball. Now to David McDonald. That's Ashby, 14 seconds to go. Cole with the basketball near the timeline with 10. Now the offense will go in motion. Ashby to his right. Double team there to Allen. Trey Allen into the lane, dishes underneath to McDonald, through a fake, shoot and score. David McDonald with the field goal. He has four, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. So McDonald scores in the final seconds of the third quarter. And after three, Aurora 34, Hastings High 28. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. We played three quarters and Hastings High trails Aurora. Huskies 34, Hastings High 28. As each team scores 12 points in that third quarter, the Huskies still have a 6-point lead. They get 2 3-point field goals by Nate Bell in that quarter. He has scored six, all six of two big threes. Patrick Opperman goes 6 out of 6 from the line and adds one field goal in that quarter. Opperman now leads the Tigers in scoring with 8. Hastings High down by 6 as the fourth quarter to begin for the B5 District Championship. Cade Welke, Sefford Lang, Grady Mankey, Patrick Opperman, Tyler Rebarger for the Tigers. Nate Bell, Ben McQuiston, Cole Ashby, David McDonald, and Alex Hunt for the Huskies, they have the ball, leading by 6, fourth quarter underway. Pass underneath to Hunt. Find the defense and scores. The back door there to Alex Hunt. And he has 4. And the Huskies back up to their biggest lead of 8, 36-28. Tigers are led by as many as 3, but haven't led since the first quarter. Menke with the ball. Early fourth quarter, the Tigers now down by 8. Another critical part of the game. The Tigers can't fall too far behind here. Inside to Opperman. In the lane. Turns. Shoots a 5-footer and scores. Patrick Opperman with 10. 34-36-30. 36-30 underneath. McQuiston breaks the press and scores. Then McQuiston with a field goal as he gets behind the defense there and scores. Easy layup. 38-30 Huskies. Rebarger front court to Menke. Right side to Duane. The Menke free throw line to Welke. offensive line. Baseline off on the double team pass. Going to be deflected. McQuiston tips it to himself. 2-on-1. McQuiston to Ashby. Throws up a shot blocked out of bounds by Cade Welty. The Huskies couldn't quite control the basketball on that fast break, and Welty blocks the shot out of bounds. Good defense there by Welty as Trey Allen comes in for Alex Hunt for the Aurora Huskies. 6:56 to play, 38-30 Huskies. They've been down by as many as eight. They've been as close as three this second half. It's now eight again. Natale in the corner. To Ashby. Just inside for McDonald. Now to McQuiston. Left side to Allen. Deep in the left corner. Top of the key to Natale. Right side to Ashby. Baseline to McQuiston. Then with a distance screen. Look inside in the pick and roll. And an offensive foul called on David McDonald. To the 6'10 post player after setting that screen on the pick and roll. Illegal screen call and the third personal foul on David McDonald. It's 6:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Aurora 38, Hastings High 30. The winner goes to the boys' Class C state basketball tournament, March 8th through the 10th in Lincoln. The loser will call it a season. Menke Fun Court Tigers will play against the Aurora 2-3 zone here. Wang for three, steps up and scores. Chris Wang has eight. That's the lead to five. 38-30 Huskies, quickly front court. Ashby to Bell. Nate Bell. Deep on the right wing. Corner pass to McQuiston. To the baseline. Cut off there by Dwang. Out to Ashby. Cole with it for the Huskies. Man-to-man Tiger defense. Top of the key now to Nate Bell. Huskies will slow it up. Run this offense. Against the Tiger man-to-man defense. 5:50 to play. Deep in the right corner. It's Trey Allen. Allen back out to Ashby. Cross court to McDonald. David there, top of the key to Ashby. In the corner to McQuiston, behind the screen for three. In the air, in the hole. Ben McQuiston with five of his points in the corner. And the Huskies throw another offensive weapon at you. They've had a guy stand out in each quarter. 41-33. 8-point lead again for the Huskies. This has been their biggest in the game. Tigers can't get it when he closes to three. They're battling and battling. Welty baseline drives up and under with the right hand. No good. But a foul going to be called. That's going to be the fourth on the 6'10 senior David McDonald. He's going to have to sit down on the Huskies. We'll have the 6'10 post player pick up his fourth with 5:18 to play. And Cade Welty, the free throw line to shoot two for Hastings High. Welty, left-handed shot going to be off the back iron. No good. And Alex Hunt. We'll check in for David McDonald. McDonald with 12 points and four fouls, 5:18 mark. He picked up his fourth. And we'll see what the Huskies do offensively here. Free throw up and good. Welty makes one out of two. And it's 41-34. Huskies by seven. Pass into the front court. And hopping into the front court, receiving that pass is Trey Allen. He takes the pass from Alex Hunt. But he had to catch the ball and fly into the front court. And that's called a backcourt violation. He can't do it. And the Huskies turn it over for the 13th time. Tiger basketball, they're down by seven with 5:11 to go. McDonald picked up his fourth with 5:18. It was an 8-point lead. It's now seven, and the Tigers have the basketball after the turnover by the Huskies. Menke on the left wing. Into the lane. Puts up a runner. Wild shot. He banks it in. Brady Menke throws that thing up and banks it in off the glass. 41-36. Tigers down by five with 4:48 to go. Trey Allen front court around the screen to Alex Hunt. Look inside, a no pass there. Ashby has the basketball. Right side now to Allen. Inside to Hunt. He'll spin and he is pushed before he can make this move to the hoop. Foul going to be called on Patrick Opperman. Deep position there by Hunt, and Opperman had the foul. Third team foul on the Tigers. Aurora has six. So the Tigers have three fouls to give before the Huskies can shoot the one and bonus. Bell inbounds to Allen. Nate into the lane. Dishes in the corner. McQuiston and an offensive foul called on Trey Allen. He decked the Tigers. And Allen called for the offensive foul and the 14th turnover on the Huskies. 5-point game. The Tigers right there at 4.5 minutes to go. Here on 1230 KJS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. District championship on the line. Trip to the state tournament on the line. Tiger basketball down by five. Menke, left wing to Rebarger. the Mankey. Free throw line to Welke in the lane. Turns, fake, shoots. Off the backboard. Nova gets his own rebound. Shoots and scores. Kate Welke now with seven. And the Tigers cut it to three with 4:07 to go. 41-38 in the timeout, Aurora. So we'll take one with 4:05 to play. It's Aurora 41. Hastings within three. Tigers 38. We're back in 30 seconds.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Championship Basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. It's Aurora 41, Hastings High 38. The Tigers haven't led since early in the first quarter. They've been behind by as many as eight, even in this quarter, 38-30. They've gotten no closer than three since falling behind by eight in this contest. The Tigers now at 41-38 with the deficit. They'll be on defense, and the Huskies will play it in. It was a three-point win for the Huskies on their home floor on February the 11th. And we're headed for another close one tonight as Jordan Holweeder checks back in, and he has the ball for the Huskies. One court now to Trey Allen. David McDonald also back in, remembering with his four fouls. Inside to McDonald. Turns, passes top of the key to McQuiston. Gets the screen. Ben spins, loses his dribble, low foul, passes back out to McDonald, to Allen. Ray Allen flashes into the lane, lost control of the ball, out of bounds, it's off the Tigers. Stays with the Huskies. With 3:42 to play. Remember, McDonald has four fouls, no one that's more than two for the Tigers. Nobody else in foul trouble in this game. They fail to play it in. So the Huskies does long, near the timeline, to Allen. Gets away from the center, stops and pops for three in the hole. They call it a two. A two there for Trey Allen. Allen scored eight in the first quarter. That's his first field goal since the fourth quarter. He got the Huskies off with a great start. Now has 10. Pass tipped by McQuiston out of bounds as the Tigers attack in the offensive zone. Tigers will throw it in. 43-38 Aurora with 3:26 to go. Alex Hunt back in for David McDonald. So McDonald will get another breather with the four foul with 3:26 to go. Menke with the ball to Rebocker. Tiger ball down by five. 3:20 to play. Menke now to Rebocker. Tyler with some dribbles. Right side pass to Dwayne. Scepter with it. Corner pass to Opperman. Double teamed in the corner. Works the baseline. Loops it underneath the Welke. Shoots with the right hand. Shot short. Grabbed by the Huskies. They try to grab it. They control it in the backcourt. Oh, we lost control of the ball. Out of bounds, it's off Jordan, and the Huskies will turn it back over to the Tigers. 15 turnovers on Aurora. The Tigers just unofficially 10. McDonald back in now. So David in for a little offense was taken out of the game when the Huskies were on defense. So Hunt out of the game, and McDonald back in with 3 minutes exactly to play in the fourth quarter. 43-38 Aurora, and they have the ball. Tigers did knock that one out of bounds. With the steal, it's Monkey now, the turnover by the Huskies. Welke up and under, shoots and scores. Dave Welke with five to score. Tigers back within three at 43-40. Front court, it's McQuiston. 3-point Aurora lead. 2:40 to play. Holweeder with the basketball. Tigers in a man-to-man. Left wing to Allen, who will make the next big basket for either one of these teams. McDonald's inside, lost control of the ball, saves it, and he drives off a Tiger. That pass inside to the big guy, McDonald. Couldn't handle it. He was headed for out of bounds, but David jumped over there and closed it in and goes off a Tiger out of bounds with 2.5 minutes to go. Bell to play it in for Aurora. Does to McDonald. Back out to Bell. To Allen in the lane. Pass out to McDonald. Double team pass deflected. Grabbed there by Cade Welke to steal the Huskies. Turnover on Aurora. Tiger basketball. 2:18 to play. 3-point ball game, Aurora. Front court, Menke. Left wing to Dwayne. Scepter to Menke. 2-3 zone defense by the Huskies. Baseline Opperman. Double team there. Pass to the near wing. Off the hands of Dwayne, the Tigers, with a big turnover there. After it's double teamed in the corner, pass it across the baseline to DeWang. And the Tigers can't handle it. It goes out of bounds with 2:02 to go. Timeout on the floor with the score, Aurora 43. Hastings High 40. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The changing price at the pumps, the weather, road conditions, and miles. Our vehicles are affected by many driving factors. You need to have a vehicle that's in top running condition, and part of that is to make sure the tires on your vehicle are properly inflated and balanced. Terry at Three Points Tire Service will continue to give you the finest and fastest tire service around. New rubber from Kumho, Mastercraft, Firestone, and more. Stop at Three Points Tire Service, your only locally owned tire shop. 1112 South Elm at the Highway 6 curve in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. B5 District Championship. 2 minutes and 2 seconds, maybe longer, to be decided here. Tigers trail Aurora. Aurora 43, Hastings 40. 2:02 to go. The Tigers have just turned it over. And Hastings High sending out no substitutions. Rebarger, Dwang, Menke, Welke, and Opperman. McDonald, Allen, Howeiler, Bell, and McQuiston for the Tigers. The 10 starters of the game play the final 2 minutes. Howeiler, front court to Allen. Aurora by three. They have the ball. Tigers try to get a set. Can't do it. Underneath Howeiler. Up in McQuiston, top of the key. To Bell, deep in the left corner. To McDonald, who steps out. Now to Howeiler. To Allen. They look inside, but no pass. Trey Allen with the ball. Bounce that through the line to Howeiler. To Bell. Tigers have only three team fouls, so Hastings High will have to foul here. The Huskies trying to do the back door, and they're going to maybe try to force the Tigers to foul. Pass under. He's going to be picked off by Opperman. Turnover on Aurora. Signal pass there, and Opperman grabs the basketball on the steal. Tigers can tie with the three. 1:15 to play. Scepter Dwayne to Rebarger. Trying a triple line pass now to Opperman. Opperman, one dribble. Back out to Rebarger. Opperman steps out, takes the three in the air. In and out, no good. Battle part, rebound. Welke shoots in and out, no good. A battle part in the baseline, a jump ball. Scepter Dwang and Trey Allen tie each other up. The basketball stays with Hastings High. The Tigers miss two shots that go in and out there. Opperman's would have tied it. Welke offensive rebound. It spins in and out. But the jump ball and the Tigers retain possession. Ty Anderson in for Hastings. 57 seconds to go. The Tigers will get another shot to try to tie it or pull it in one. Menke to play it in. Does long to Rebarger. To Anderson. To Menke. Pass deflected, but Opperman grabs it back to Menke. To Anderson. Goes to the baseline. Double team there. He double dribbles. Tigers commit the turnover on the double dribble. Hastings has committed two turnovers on the last two possessions, plus two shots that rimmed in and out. 45 seconds to play. It's a three-point game. Now the Tigers will have to foul. They have only three team fouls, and the Huskies want and get a timeout. 45.8 seconds to play. Aurora 43, Hastings 40. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Kearney High School with 45 seconds to play. It's Aurora 43. Hastings High 40. The Tigers with a couple of turnovers here late, down by three, plus a couple of shots that rimmed in and out. So the Huskies cling to this three-point lead. After three quarters in that D2 District Championship game, Giltner leads Loomis 33-26. A Class B District Championship final. Creek beat the Apple 66-59, but both teams should go to the Class B tournament. The Apple does a wild card. Tigers on defense here. They've committed only three team fouls, but the Tigers will have to foul here. They don't get the steal. They got three to give, and Trey Allen to play it in. Hastings will set up man-to-man defense all over the floor. Get the Huskies, try to send somebody deep. They inbound it to a Howeiler, and he's fouled quickly by Brady Menke. Menke with a foul. That's the fourth foul of the half on Hastings High. That's Patrick Oppenman now is going to check in for Cade Welty. The Huskies will try it again. The Tigers may do that two more times unless the Huskies spring somebody free, find the defense, and get an easy basket. And down and knocked away by Mankey. Tries to save it, throws it in, and a pushing foul call on Nate Bell. The Tigers, Brady Mankey, stepped in front of that pass, knocked it away on the inbound pass. He goes for it in the far corner. He's fouled by Nate Bell, the 17th foul on the Huskies, and Brady Mankey will go to the line for the 1-1. For Hastings High, Septic Wong in, and Ty Anderson out for the Tigers. So Brady Marsh will get one and maybe two free shots here. Got to make the first. Tigers again, they're 9 out of 12 from the free throw line. Mankey's free throw up. Good, he earns the bonus. 43-41. Mankey with the free throw as Cade Welty comes in. 43 seconds to go. Broken Shea out, Cade Welty in. Brady Mankey makes the first. It's 43-41. He'll get the bonus. Mankey's second free throw is up. It is good. He buries them both. 43-42. Tigers will pressure in the backcourt. 1 point Tiger lead. And down to McDonald in the backcourt. He fouled in the play, and David McDonald will go to the line. No, he will not go to the line. Excuse me, the 15 foul on the Tigers. They still have one more to give with 41.1 seconds to go. Patrick Oppenman picks up his second. No Tigers in foul danger here. Shift team foul on the Tigers and on the far sideline. Trey Allen will play it in. Looks and looks. Does to McDonald in the backcourt. McDonald still in the backcourt. Gives up the basketball to Hohwiener. He's quickly into the scoring zone, left wing to Allen. Trey will circle around, pass top of the key to McDonald. So Hohwiener tired of striking his foul, and Brady Mankey does a 16 foul on Hastings. But the Huskies get 13 seconds off the clock, 27 seconds to play. 16 fouls on Hastings High. Now the Tigers will have to play some defense. Try to force a turnover. 43-42 Aurora. Timeout. Rick Bell and the Aurora Huskies with 27.6 seconds to go. We will take a quick 30-second timeout. Huskies by one, back in 30 seconds.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Kearney High School, another barn burner for the Hastings High Tigers. They're tonight winning by one last night. It's Aurora 43, Hastings High 42, 27.6 seconds to go. Aurora basketball, they now will go to the line if the Tigers foul, and they'll have a one and bonus. McQuiston went down near the timeline, and quickly Hastings High calls a timeout after Coach Rosso sees what the Huskies set up on offense, timeout Hastings High. So we'll take another break with the score. Aurora 43, Hastings 42. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Kearney High School again, thanks to all of our sponsors, our sports boosters for sponsoring local and area basketball all season long. And a lot of basketball to go with the girls' state tournament this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and the boys' state tournament next week. District championships tonight. 27 seconds to go in this P5 title game. It's Aurora 43, Hastings 42. Aurora basketball. They'll throw it in on the near sideline right in front of the scorer's bench. Tigers will have a man-to-man defense. They're not going to pressure the basketball. McQuiston looks to play it in, does to McDonald. Then it's fouled in the play by Opperman. So Patrick Opperman picks up the foul. The Tigers 7. That'll send the Huskies to the free throw line. David McDonald fouled there with eight. He's an 82% free throw shooter, and he'll have the one and one. So the Tigers commit that foul. They want to send McDonald to the line. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 43-42 with 25.9 seconds to go. So all the Tiger fans giving the what for to David McDonald. One and bonus in the air. Long, no good. Tipped around, grabbed on the baseline by Rebarger. So the Tigers can control to try to win the game. 20 seconds to go. Suncourt at Smanky. Right side almost picked off to Rebarger. To Dwang and a timeout stop. Rosco of Hastings High with 14 seconds to go. We're going to keep it here during this timeout. We don't want to miss a thing. 14.4 seconds to go. It's the Tigers 43. Aurora 43. Hastings High 42, but the Tigers have the ball, and they have a chance to win it. So what will the strategy be? Get the first available good shot and then put everything on the Huskies, give yourself a chance to get the rebound, or hold it for a final shot as Tigers fire. So we will see. But David McDonald misses the front end of that bonus. With 20 seconds to go, and the Tigers have a chance to win it. 14.4 to go right now. And Hastings High will have a chance to advance to the state tournament. Last night, it was Grand Island Northwest throwing one up at the buzzer, albeit not the best of shots. It was about a 25-footer. It was not close, but the Tigers will be in an offensive step, and they're going to be able to run something here, and we'll see what happens. Remember, the Tigers, the last few times they've had the ball, have turned it over. In between those two turnovers, they had a couple of shots that rimmed in and out. So we'll see if it falls with the Tigers and set it up to try to win the ball game. We'll see how they play it. They will send out Scepter Dwyer, Patrick Opperman, Tyler Rebarger, Cade Welke, and Brady Menke. The Tigers will end down on the near sideline right in front of their bench. 14.4 seconds to play. 43-42 Aurora. Man-to-man defense by the Huskies. Rebarger plays it into Dwyer. Through the timeline. Right side to Menke with 12. Left wing to Rebarger with 8. Rebarger to Welke. Top of the key with 6. Inside kick away. Picked up by Dwyer with 3. Baseline whistle. A whistle. And a whistle and a foul going to be called. The way it looks on that scramble before the Tigers got the basketball with 1.5 seconds to go. The Tigers committed a foul with all the noise. No one could hear the whistle. The Tigers got the basketball back. And a foul on Hastings High. Cade Welke picks up the pass. The Tigers were headed into their set. David McDonald knocked the ball away. There was a scramble. The Tigers fouled McDonald. And the clock continued to run. So they'll put some more time on the clock. But David McDonald's on the line for a one and bonus. He can make it a three-point game. The clock says 1.5. It's got to be around. Well, we're going to find out. The officials are discussing it. And David McDonald will go back to the line for the 1-1. He missed one there with 24 seconds to go. They put 6 seconds on the clock, all the way up to 6. McDonald knocked that ball away as the Tigers were setting up their set to go for the hoop to try to win the game. But the Tigers lost the ball. So the Tigers, again, turned the ball over late in the game. 6 seconds to go in this ball game. 43-42 Huskies. Timeout on the floor. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the score. Aurora 43, Hastings 42. Back in 30 seconds.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Carney High School. The Tigers started that season at 14.4. They got into their offensive set. McDonald knocked the ball away. He was fouled. And with all the noise, no one could hear the whistle. So David McDonald back to the line to shoot the one and bonus. It's a one-point Aurora lead. There are 6 seconds to go on the board. McDonald, Isaac, lets it go. In the air, in the hole. earns the bonus. 44-42 for McDonald. After knocking the ball away, steps up there and hits that free throw. After missing the front end of the 1-1, seconds to go. 44-42. McDonald's second free throw in the hole. 45-42. The Tigers will get a timeout to set up the last play. Timeout called, by Rick Bell of Aurora. But we'll keep it here during this timeout. David McDonald, the 6'10 senior, steps to the line with 6 seconds to go and makes two free throws to make it 45-42 Aurora. The Tigers will have to come the length of the floor, but they have 6 seconds, so they have plenty of time. But the Tigers got to get a shot off here. And the Tigers hurt by late turnovers once again in this game. And the Tigers have come the length of the floor in 6 seconds, and of course they need a three to send it in overtime. So Hastings High has got a hope for an overtime here tonight. Unless the Huskies would do the impossible by the Tigers making a three and fouling on the play. The Huskies, I'm sure, being instructed, don't foul on the three-point shot. It's 45-42 Aurora. 6 seconds to play. Hastings High will play it in. They'll come the length of the floor. They're still in the timeout here. The winner goes to the boys Class B state tournament of March the 8th in Class B. The loser, the season is over. But what a ball game. Kudos to all these kids. What a night of basketball here at Kearney High School. Brady Mankey will play it in. There'll be pressure man-to-man in the backcourt by the Huskies. They will not guard Mankey, who throws it in. Tigers send Anderson on the run into the front court. Mankey will throw it in. Does the step for Dwang. Dwang to the timeline with three. Spins into the front court. Will stop. Puts up the runner for three. In and out. No good. The rebound, Trey Allen. And the Aurora Huskies have won the game. 45-42. Scepter Dwang's three-pointer rims in and out. And the Huskies grab the rebound and win the game. 45-42. The Huskies go to the Class B Boys State Basketball Tournament. The Tigers season comes to an end. 45-42 Huskies. That was a good look by Scepter Dwang. And that ball goes in and out. And the Huskies grab the ball and win the game. 45-42. What a night of basketball here at Kearney High. A great job by both of these teams, coaches, fans alike. The Aurora Huskies win the Class C District 5 championship. The final score, Aurora 45, Hastings High 42. We'll talk about this thriller in 2 minutes.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480, 80R 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. The Aurora Huskies have won the Class B5 District Championship for the boys here tonight with a 45-42 victory over the Hastings High Tigers in just a tremendous championship basketball game tonight. The 6'10 senior, David McDonald, after forcing a turnover, knocking the basketball away from Hastings High and getting fouled on the play, makes two free throws with 6 seconds to go to make it 45-42. And the Tigers have the chance. They come the length of the floor with 6 seconds. Septer Duong gets a good look, top of the key three. It goes in and out. The Huskies grab the ball, won the game 45-42. This game, close all the way. No lead larger than 8. The Huskies had it a few times in the contest. Aurora jumps out to a 4-0 lead. Hastings High had the lead at 14-11. That was their only lead of the ball game by 3, with 1:55 to go in the first quarter at 14-11. The Huskies led 15-14 after 1. Slow second quarter for Hastings High, and that's going to be the telling tale. They score only 2 points in the second quarter. The Huskies managed only 7, and Aurora led 22-16 at halftime. In the third quarter, the Huskies scored first, went up 24-16, had their first 8-point lead. The Tigers run off the next 5. They cut it to 24-21 and then 27-24. But the Huskies led still by 6 after 3, 34-28. Huskies moved that lead up to 36-28, 38-30 into the fourth quarter of play. The Tigers cut it to 41-38 on a Cade Welke field goal with 4:07 to go. It was 43-40, Aurora. 43-42 after Grady Mankey made two free throws with 40 seconds to go, 43-42. McDonald then with the two free throws with 6 seconds to go, 45-42. The Tigers missing a rimmed-out shot as the ball game came to an end. But the Tigers down in this ball game at 3 points, or by 1 point, at 43-42 and at 43-40. In that sequence of time around that deficit, the Tigers had 3 turnovers, and they had 3 shots rim out, including the final one. So in the latter part of the game, 3 in-and-out shots and 3 turnovers on the Tigers in the basketball game. In fact, Hastings High had the basketball with 14 seconds to go, and were setting up for what they would hope to be the winning field goal attempt. That's when McDonald knocked the ball away and got fouled on the play and went to the line and made the 1-1. To make it a 3-point game, and the Tigers then had the missed shot at the buzzer. So what a ball game, and Aurora wins it 45-42 here this evening. For the Huskies, led in scoring by David McDonald, 14 points, 8 in the first half, 6 in the fourth. He got 4 fouls at the 5:18 mark, but he played the rest of the way, ended up with 14. The Huskies 6 out of 7 from the free throw line in the contest. 14 for McDonald. Trey Allen had 10. He had 8 in the first quarter. The Huskies got 8 in the first quarter from Trey Allen. Got a big 3 in the second quarter from Blake Williams. 2 big 3s from Nate Bell in the third quarter. 5 points in the fourth quarter for Ben McQuiston. And those 2 free throws for David McDonald. So a lot of offensive weapons. And the Tigers could not stop them all here tonight. 14 for McDonald. 10 for Trey Allen. 6 points for Nate Bell in those 2 3s. 5 for Ben McQuiston. 4 for Alex Hunt. 3 points for Jordan Hohwieler. He had a 3 in the first quarter, and 3, a 3-point field goal by Blake Williams. But 14 for David McDonald, including the 2 free throws that made the margin 3 to end the contest. The Huskies 6 out of 7 from the free throw line, unofficially 17 turnovers in the basketball game. For Hastings High, 10 points for Patrick Opperman, all in the second half, 8 of those in the third quarter. 9 from Cade Welke, 5 in the fourth quarter. 8 for Septer Duong. 6 for Brady Menke, 4 for Ty Anderson, 3 for Tyler Rebarger, and 2 for Brogan Shea. So Rebarger leads the team in scoring at 9 a game, able to get only 3 tonight. The good defense there by the Aurora Huskies. The Tigers drop it 45-42. They will end their season with 10 wins and 13 losses. The Aurora Huskies will advance to the Class B Boys State Tournament with 16 wins and 6 losses on the season. Of course, the Boys State Tournament marks the 8th through the 10th in Lincoln. The Tigers ended up 11 out of 13 from the free throw line. But missed shots that rimmed out, 3 turnovers late, hurting the Tigers, but they gave themselves every opportunity to win it. But the shots wouldn't fall, and the Huskies get the 2 big free throws from David McDonald and win the game by the score 45-42. But we are not finished here at Kearney High School. We're going to call the play-by-play. Good here with the Huskies winning 45-42. The player of the game program is up next, and then the coaches' post-game show coming up. After that, nothing but net. We hope to hear from Scott Rosno, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. But the Tigers, I'm sure, very, very disappointed. They're not going to the state tournament, and they may be in there a while. We will see. But we hope to have Coach Rosno up here on the coaches' post-game show. That'll do it for the play-by-play. Again, the final score in this Class B5 district championship game. The Aurora Huskies 45, the Hastings High Tigers 42. Stay tuned. The player of the game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
This is the player of the game. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. This is the player of the game program after the Aurora Huskies beat the Hastings High Tigers by the score 45-42 for the district championship in Class B5. The Tigers led by Patrick Opperman with 10, Cade Welke with 9, Scepter Duong with 8, and Brady Menke with 6 on the evening as the Tigers will fall by 3 points in this contest. The Tigers do a pretty good job defensively in the contest, and Hastings High loses it by the score 45-42. We'll name our Tiger player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. The Tigers drop at 45-42. Kind of tough to give a player of the game for this one. The Tigers get great effort out of everyone, and so as to not favor anyone, kind of what we like to do on the last game of the season possible. We'll just give a player of the game a mention and maybe a certificate to all the Hastings High seniors, and they have 6 on the roster. Patrick Opperman, Scepter Duong, Rogan Shea, Brady Menke, Cade Welke, Ty Anderson, all playing a lot tonight and have all season long. The 6 seniors will be our players of the game for Hastings High. They dropped this district championship game 45-42 to the Aurora Huskies. Stay tuned. The coach is here. Coach's post-game show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the 5th quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
And back at Kearney High School, Scott Rosno joins us, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Appreciate Coach coming up after this tough loss in the district championship to the Aurora Husky, 45-42. Okay, Coach, your team has the opportunity to win this thing late in the game in regulation, then missed the shot at the buzzer there for the three for the tie. But the team had every opportunity to do it, and again, plagued by some late-game turnovers in this one and rim shots that go in and out. So I guess this was supposed to be the Huskies' night, maybe.
There must be in the stars that they're 3 points better than we are, because they beat us by three twice. In both opportunities, we had some opportunities. Our chances, both at their place and here in the district game, where they had some missed free throws, or else they had some opportunities that they gave us. We couldn't quite capitalize on them. A little bit of ball security kind of cost us a little bit down the stretch. That's not going to take anything at all away from the kids' defensive effort. To hold the team to 45 points, and I realize Aurora held us to 42 points. But, we kind of had an idea that it was going to come out and be that type of a game, just because of what they're able to do defensively and make it difficult for you. But I thought that our kids really took on that challenge coming out of the half. Instead of feeling like they were down six, I thought they came out and challenged it, and then we gave up another run. And I thought our kids challenged that again. Our challenges just kind of fell short, and as we said, a few turnovers and a couple missed opportunities there. But, we talked in the locker room afterwards, and I said, talk to real quick and real brief about this game. Yes, it's very important tonight, but in the whole scheme of it, I pray that these guys take away from this game and take away from this season and live life like they did this entire season, and that is with no regret. They came out and they gave everything they had. They came through the summer, and they, like all teams do. But this is a very high-character group of kids, and we've got six seniors that we're surely going to miss, but we've got a lot of kids that were a big part of what this season was for us.
Okay, Coach, your team follows the game plan pretty well. You didn't want to get up into the 50s, and you didn't, and they get some key offensive performers. Allen kind of owns the first quarter, get a couple of pick threes in the third quarter from Nate Bell. They had some guys step up and made some plays. He just couldn't get over the hump, got it down to three, but just couldn't down to one late in the ball game. But just couldn't get back out on top of them, and that was a key part of it. If you'd gotten that lead late in the game, it might have been a different outcome, but the Huskies answered about everything you had, though.
Well, they did, and that's why they've got 16 wins on the season, because they're able to do that. And, we look at our season, and we look at the fact that, we competed throughout a lot of ball games, and the idea was to be able to learn from those ball games to be able to use it tonight. And Aurora's able to do maybe what a lot of teams aren't able to do, and that's put a 6'10 kid on the middle of the floor and makes it really a challenge. I thought Patrick Opperman did a pretty solid job of defending him. We really challenged him to be able to front him as much as possible. And it's tough when you've got a 6'10 kid and you're giving up 6 inches. And he's going to get some boards. But, again, I thought the kids did a nice job on that end of the floor. It was a low-scoring game because I thought the defense was what were going to come in and put some influence in it that way. I thought our kids did a lot better job tonight than we did even last night against GI Northwest as far as having some intent offensively. But again, some pricey turnovers kind of snuck up on us and made it a tougher challenge than even what it needed to be.
Okay, 43-42, you had the ball 14 seconds ago with a chance to win the thing, and you're starting into your offensive set for the game-winning shot. You're hoping that David McDonald knocks the ball away. Looks like maybe your spacing got a little too close together maybe as you started to run the play. What about that? And then you got the shot you wanted it at the end to try to send it in overtime with Scepter, I presume.
The situation was that, as I thought, we got the ball maybe a little bit deeper in that offensive set than what we so chose. We wanted to maybe stretch that defense a little bit. We still wanted to be able to attack on the inside if they were going to spread out, put that pressure out. And if they didn't, then we wanted to be able to get a clean look from the outside. As it was, I thought our spacing, like you mentioned, but we got the ball a little bit too deep, and then be able to get the ball back out, we didn't quite get the same clean look. And it, it was a call that didn't necessarily go our way. You know, we would have liked to have seen maybe the call go on 41, despite the fact that it would have gave him five. It would have put us at the free throw line and give us a chance to go up by one. But, you know, calls are part of the game, and that's really what we try and teach the kids to understand that. We chose not to take a timeout at the end there, simply the fact that we were down three. We told the kids that if they make both free throws and we're down three, we want to get a good, clean push so we don't put them in a situation to foul us and not have a chance at a clean bucket. Stetzer got his shoulders squared, and the ball had a chance to go in, and that would have been big for us.
Well, they went about halfway down, coaches. A couple of other shots late in that fourth quarter did, but the Huskies win it by the score 45-42. Coach, you got other people who want to talk to you here. We really appreciate your time tonight and all season long. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk before the week's out. But congrats to these young men for all their efforts this season. The process worked, I think, Coach. They improved each and every game and got to the point where they wanted to be. You just came up 3 points short tonight. But congratulations to them and to you and the staff on the season, making this district championship game tonight. Thank you for everything.
Thank you very much, Blaine, and you know, just a whole lot of hats off to this group of kids. They not only bought into what we were doing, but they bought into each other, and that's what's really going to make this season special and memorable for them.
All right, Coach Scott Rosnell, thank you very much. As the Tigers drop at 45-42, Coach coming up here on the post-game show. We'll take our timeout and wrap things up here from Kearney High School right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. We'll wrap things up here as the Aurora Huskies getting the championship trophy for the district. They'll head to the boys' Class B state tournament, beating Hastings High here tonight by the score of 45-42. As the Tigers fell behind by as many as eight in the second half, got it back to within one, had the basketball with a chance to win it, but lost the basketball and committed a foul. David McDonald makes the two free throws with 6 seconds to go to make it 45-42. The Tigers get a good look for a three in the tie to overtime, except a long shot rims in and out. And the basketball game won by the Huskies 45-42. So the Aurora Huskies move on to the state tournament. Hastings High Tigers call it a 10-14 season. But wow, what a basketball game. Congratulations to all these kids, coaches, and fans. It was a heck of a ball game here at Kearney High School for a district championship, and it should be a district championship. Very evenly matched teams, and the Huskies beat the Tigers for the second time by 3 points this season, and they'll go to the state basketball tournament. Speaking of state basketball, qualifying tonight in Class D, the Gilder Hornets go back to try to defend their title in D2. They win over Loomis 47-36 in the D2-4 district final up at Minden. That basketball game tonight on Flat River Radio's The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. As Gilder wins at 47-36, they're going back to Class D2 state tournament. We had no final score on the Kennesaw-Overton district final in D1, playing in the D1-D2 championship game side. Also in Class B, a final in Class B, Crete beat Beatrice 66-59. Crete 66, Beatrice 59 in Class B at district final. Crete to the tournament, and Beatrice will go apparently as a wild card. So, and that may be who the Aurora Huskies will draw. The Huskies figure to be, depending on the other results, down there at 6, 7, or 8, somewhere in there, maybe. We'll see when the pairings come out tomorrow. So they may have the pleasure of playing Beatrice or South Sioux City. But I tell you what, they don't care right now. They're the district champions. They're going to the state tournament. If you're there, only going to be 8 teams there. So the Huskies will see who they match up with. Those boys' state pairings probably released tomorrow. The girls' state basketball tournament will start on Thursday. We're going to have it covered for you on our family of stations at Platte River Radio. Thursday, first round games on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 at 1:55 Thursday afternoon. Blue Hill and North Class St. Patrick's in Class C2. At 3:45, Sandy Creek and Concordia in the Class C1 first rounder. At 6:55 in Class D2, Giltner and Elkhorn Valley. Also on Platte River Radio's Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR FM, 8:55 Thursday morning, Amherst and Guardian Angel. 10:40 in the morning Thursday, the Minden Whippets against Hershey. So we'll have five games for you on our family of stations on Platte River Radio. Tomorrow, right here on 1230 KHF and on the Breeze, the Nebraska men's basketball team will be hosting Iowa. Pre-game show at 7:04 tomorrow night. Tip-off at 8:04 tomorrow night. And then on Thursday afternoon, right here on 1230 KHS Radio, a first-round game in the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament, Nebraska against Northwestern. That'll be a 12:30 pregame Thursday afternoon. Tip-off about 12:45. You can hear the Lady Huskers on 1230 KHS Radio on Thursday afternoon. We'll await. We hope will be an announcement tomorrow from the NAIA. 32-team field for the Women's National Tournament. We hope to hear the name of Hastings College as an at-large berth, and we should know that sometime tomorrow. We'll pass that along to you. We hope to have the Lady Broncos in the Women's National Tournament. That begins in the early part of March. So we got the Girls' State Tournament. We got the Husker Men and Women. We got the Boys' State Tournament. We got the Lady Broncos in the National Tournament, we hope. But so a lot of basketball still to come on our family stations of Platte River Radio. This B5 district championship game is over, and the Aurora Huskies have won it by the score of 45-42. They move on to the state tournament with 16 wins and 6 losses, and the basketball season is over for the Hastings High Tigers, 10 wins and 14 losses. And the Tigers will say thank you and for all the efforts and everything the seniors have done for this program. The seniors for the Tigers, Patrick Opperman, Scepter Duong, Brogan Shea, Brady Menke, Cade Welke, and Ty Anderson for the Tigers, the 6 seniors on this basketball team, and the Tigers season is now over. So that will do it from Kearney High School. Thank you to all of our sponsors, our sports booster sponsors, for their being on this basketball game and supporting all these kids and their families, and we appreciate all of their support all season long. So can the final score, Class B5 District Basketball Championship, goes to the Aurora Huskies. The final score, Aurora 45, Hastings High 42. For producer-engineer Brad Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.